Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Next on our agenda is HB 575. Designation of the Gulf of Mexico by Leader Saroy.
This bill is consistent with federal action. We redesignate the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America in Florida statute.
Members, are there any questions on HB 575, the designation of the Gulf of Mexico? Questions, members?
Adam Lee, Anderson.
Ask now or forever hold your peace.
Bueller. Right. If you've not ever watched any of the legislative meetings in Tallahassee, they always have a very simple way of doing things, which is the speaker introduces the representative who's sponsoring the bill introduces it. And sometimes they have a surrogate come in if they have scheduling conflicts, and they explain the bare overview of the bill. And then they take questions from the panel, which is questions from the House representatives or the senators. And sometimes they get into argument through questions, but it's meant to be just to, elucidate the meaning and the provisions of the bill. And then they take comment from the public, and then they take debate amongst the. It's a very orderly process. I don't know why our local governments just have the hardest time, especially Milton, figuring out just how to run a meeting. Like, it's amazing how much time has been wasted in local meetings discussing the protocols for running meetings. It's phenomenal. I will say, generally, Pensacola City and Escambia County follow roughly the same basic pattern that they have been following for years, and they don't change much. I'm not saying it's the right pattern. It's just the one they've been doing for a long time, and it's different. Each of them are different. Meanwhile, Santa Rosa County, and particularly Milton, it's like every – Santa Rosa's kind of got it settled now, but they pivot a couple times, and I don't mind their pivots, but they go through different ways of doing this. And anyway, it's amazing how much time has been spent on this topic. But that's not the topic of the moment. I've distracted myself from myself. Here we go. Matthew Kosilski, a member of the public.
This is a waste of time. This legislative session so far has been a waste of time. We've seen bills proposed that literally spell out Trump in the act name. And of course, you can say whatever you want about that bill, but are we actually allowing memes at this point to take over our government? I don't think that's what we should be doing.
The answer is yes. We are allowing government by memes. That's right. And this is a basically this is a loyalty test. All the Republicans are going to vote for this bill. None of the Democrats are going to vote for this bill. Are you loyal to President Trump or not? That's what this bill is all about. And of course, as I have said many times, it is the dumbest of dumb bleepery. I cannot believe we are actually doing this. I cannot believe that we have, as a country, renamed the Gulf of Mexico
America.
And that we are rewriting Florida law to change it in all the places that it exists, and going to buy new textbooks that are going to have Gulf of America in them. I completely agree with Matthew.
Wait a second. You did it right.
Yeah, I said
it
right to explain how it's wrong.
This is a waste of time.
It is a complete waste of time.
Again, thank you for bringing a bill forward that I fully support. And
oh, by the way, this is Representative Justin Sapp. I'm not making up that name, but here goes. You think what you think.
Again, thank you for bringing a bill forward that I fully support, and I will be sending in my request to hopefully help as a sponsor on the other side. I just, it's great to see that we're being brave to do this stuff when, you know, sometimes we get it from the public. So thank you, and it really is important because it does represent that America's great, and it tells the world that we believe that. So thank you.
Oh, my God. Why not say the Gulf of Great America? Or, you know, Great America theme parks, right? You know, you just, right? I mean, why settle for just the Gulf of America? How about the Gulf of Make America Great? I mean, why just the Gulf of America? You've only gone halfway. This proves we're brave. Because we take the slings and arrows from the public who criticize us for doing something so stupid? Oh, my God. I'm watching this in real time every single time this comes up thinking, my God, we have allowed, at least on this issue, to be the party of total idiocy. It's everybody's, oh, yeah, no, this is good. Yeah, this is right. And again, if you want to know my background on things like name changes, John, you can confirm this. The NFL team, the Washington, what do I call them?
Not to be named.
The Washington, don't call them Redskins.
Don't call them Redskins.
Have you ever heard me say the Washington Commanders?
Never.
No. And it's in baseball, it's the Cleveland, don't call them the Indians, right?
Exactly.
I don't call them the Cleveland Guardians because that is an idiotic thing. Absolutely idiotic. You will not hear me say the new name if I think that it's some woke, politically correct. I will continue to say the old name. Same thing here. This is so dumb. So you're not going to hear me say the, I don't even want to say the stupid thing. I might start calling it the Gulf of, don't call it Mexico, but it's the Gulf of Mexico. It will always be the Gulf of Mexico. So Dottie Josephs, who is a Democrat, I thought had the winner. She had the, oh, so good. Here's what she said, and it's almost too understated, but here goes. Because remember, the Democrats have been the party of name changes and political correctness and wokeness and pronouns and all this, and Republicans have historically said, that's so dumb. Stop changing names to not offend people. And in the gender wars, right? Okay, the pronouns and assigned at birth and all that kind of stuff, right? Like, okay, but here's what she said. Listen.
I just have to be no today because I want to point out that the Gulf of Mexico was assigned that name at birth.
That's... well done. It's not going to be very often that I get to go on the radio and just cheer Dottie Joseph, noted liberal in the House of Representatives in Tallahassee. But come on.
Gulf of Mexico was assigned that name at birth.
Yeah. You win, right? No, we're still changing the name. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. If you are traveling northbound on Highway 29, right at the 9 Mile intersection, you're going to see just a minor congestion delays there. But other than that, I'm not seeing anything else. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or even, you know, honestly, just you have a question about real estate. Like Christina Leavenworth, she just loves meeting people, talking to people, answering questions. She sells, you know, in the vicinity of 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that. It was over 200 when the market was really easy, but still, I mean, over 200 homes in a year. It's crazy. Between 3 and 5 a week, basically, on average. And she says, look, people don't need to be selling their house to call me. People don't need to be buying a house to call me. Just call to ask a question. You know, what's the market doing in my area? What do you think the future holds? What would it cost me to get a house on the beach? If I do sell a house, am I going to have to replace the roof? I mean, like, those are questions you might ask. And feel free to ask. If it's about real estate, just call her and ask her. It doesn't mean you have to schedule an appointment. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, have some big conversation or sign a contract. Just call and get information. Think of her as your resource. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
The Studer Community Institute, with many others, is dedicated to creating America's first early learning city right here in Pensacola. To do that, Rishi and I built the United States' first early learning sensory garden, right at the corner of Bailing Street and Main Street. Yep, right by the Brew Through. Bring your child. Not only will they have fun, but they'll also learn a lot. And while you're there, you can have a coffee or a smoothie or a bite to eat. So please, bring your child down to the Brew Through to the Early Learning Sensory Garden. Thank you.
What do you want in a job? What if this job had great benefits and uncapped income? What if this job was right here in town, working for award-winning radio stations? What if this job had an opening right now as a marketing consultant working with local businesses? What if this job, you occasionally get to listen to one of country music's rising stars or meet a famous TV star or athlete in the office? If you're looking for a job like this and have sales experience, then hurry up and send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk about a proper Visit Pensacola St. Patrick's Day and what springtime means in Pensacola.
Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Good morning, 6:22 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody says, look, if we're going to be the world's police and you can get used to calling us calling it the Gulf of America, they like it. I disagree. Somebody else says, thank you for saying this. Shout out from the rooftops. I've had fellow Republicans call me liberal for saying that this is utter nonsense and lunacy and we've become the party of ridiculous spectacle. We have on this issue. You can get 100 things right, and you get one thing completely stupid, and the one thing is going to be what people focus on. Listen, you need to feel comfortable saying this is idiotic. This Gulf of America nonsense is idiotic, because it is idiotic. And everything opposite of what we have said we believe for all these years about changing terminology and political correctness and censoring speech, it's crazy. And if you ever said that, we should not change McKinley to Denali. Yeah, exactly. Or brag to Liberty or whatever. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a New York woman is apparently suing the Girl Scouts after claiming that
they made her cookies fat.
Well, no. she says the cookies.
That's the class action that's coming, right? Well, that's the obesity probably. Is caused by Girl Scout cookies. Right? You got to figure. I mean, somebody, it's not my fault.
The Thin Mints don't do me any favors.
See?
They're so good.
And advertising because it says thin right on it, and there it is making you fat, right? So.
Well, I want in on this. I don't even have time for headlines. I got to get signed up.
You got to go register for the lawsuit. Go on. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's all right. She says that the Girl Scout cookies, or she claims that the Girl Scout cookies contain heavy metals. This is actually a class action lawsuit in this case as well. She filed it this week asking for $5 million from the Girl Scouts after a study showed that Girl Scout cookies contain lead, arsenic, mercury, and aluminum.
That's why they taste so good.
Who doesn't want some arsenic in their
Come
cookies,
on.
Right?
Golly. What else you got?
I don't even know. U.S. officials are making their way to Russia. They're going to be talking about the possible ceasefire with officials there. This after Ukraine already agreed to a 30-day ceasefire. And the head of NATO headed to the White House today. He'll also be discussing the ceasefire agreement with President Trump. And the Trump administration says it's going to be rolling back dozens of pollution regulations that hurt the economy. A statement from the Environmental Protection Agency yesterday said overturning these rules will make it cheaper for Americans to heat homes, buy cars, and run businesses. EPA Chief Lee Zeldin said over two dozen protections against air and water pollution will be overturned.
Yeah, this was okay. So it very much depends on what you think of these regulations. But one of these, and kind of cascades everything else, has to do with greenhouse gases being a danger to public health through the climate change model of destroying the world. You know, that if you breathe and fart and burn logs and, you know, have cows, that you're destroying the world, right? That's, you know, children are killing the planet because they breathe more. They, you know, they turn good oxygen into bad carbon dioxide, and, you know, they're destroying the planet. Plant more trees, don't have kids, right? That's kind of the takeaway from this eventually, and certainly don't, you know, produce methane and don't burn the carbon, the fossil fuels. Okay, so the EPA is now saying, yeah, we're going to reconsider this. They didn't say ditch it, but they did say reconsider it. And a whole bunch of other regulations as well, like you said, several other regulations. Lee Zeldin says, we're driving a dagger through the heart of the climate change religion and ushering in America's golden age. Today is the most consequential day of deregulation in American history. I am generally on board with this because I think, and I love that he calls it a religion. It is most definitely a religion. If you look for all the hallmarks of religion in terms of, you know, a code of behavior, a set of language, a set of values, you can argue at least the call it like Gaia thing and, you know, looking at it as a form of worship, but also, you know, thinking of us as having Earth Day where we celebrate the Earth, which is, God, what, like 50 years old now? Anyway, and you're good if you follow the rules, you're bad if you break the rules, looking to certain experts as the source of your way of, I mean, there's absolutely religious elements to it. Judging people, good or bad, sinners or saints, on the basis of whether they obey these rules. Anyway, it's a fascinating take. I love that he calls it a religion. But yeah, the EPA's big pivot. And again, like everything else Trump is doing, almost everything else Trump is doing, if you think this is surprising, what did you think was going to happen? This is 100% within the wheelhouse of the things that he has said he would do and what conservative has been asking to be done for a long time. David, thank you so much for the update. Kind of took over your newscast with my commentary. I apologize. And one, you know, I was thinking about this morning for all that some the dumbness of like the Gulf of America stuff drives me crazy. Trump, what I said in the first administration, I will say it again. He does what he said he was going to do. And what sometimes drives people crazy is that he's actually doing it. Like, I'm going to build a wall. Well, he didn't make Mexico pay for it. He tried. And now he's got Mexico providing troops on the, I mean, you know, like, people, the mistake people always make with Trump is trying to take him literally when they should be taking him seriously. It's a sort of classic blunder. I've made it myself. He's really going to try to move the, you know, the embassy in Jerusalem, like that kind of stuff. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. He's going to, are you surprised he's putting tariffs in? How many times did he say he was going to put tariffs in? Right? Key element of his president. Presidential election campaign. Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report right now. We're seeing Highway 29 is actually looking good this morning. Highway 90, not seeing any delays to slow your way in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. What else do we have going on? Oh, I wanted to play this for you because I thought it was kind of interesting. There was a Foreign Affairs Subcommittee meeting, Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Europe the other day, and a couple of it's a long title. And this is going to be, in order to understand the context here, you have to understand that Sarah McBride from Delaware, Democrat, is the first transgender member of Congress. So it's a, you know, biological male who identifies as a female, right? And the chair of the committee is Keith Self, Republican from Texas. And then the other voice you're going to hear here is Bill Keating from Massachusetts. And they're just having a hearing. But the way it began was kind of interesting.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Catch that? Mr. McBride for, you know, transgender, goes by Sarah. Okay, hear it again. But also pay attention to what Sarah says back, or the representative says back.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair, right? Because it's a guy, okay? And it's all the, oh, it's misgendering. Okay, but that's not even the most entertaining. That was just like you missed it if you're not paying attention.
For Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry. Could you repeat your introduction again, please?
This is Bill Keating.
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply.
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I mean, I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this hearing.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
So he calls trans woman Mr. Trans woman calls him madam. Other dude on behalf says, you're out of order. You're all out of order. What is this, Al Pacino? And they cancel the meeting. Welcome to America, 2025. Hashtag winning.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Trump administration plans to repeal 31 environmental regulations, including restrictions on vehicle and power plant emissions issued last year under President Biden.
It's the most significant, biggest deregulatory action in the history of the country. Trillions of dollars.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin on Fox, new regulations need to be written and there will be legal opposition. There's disagreement among Senate Democrats on whether to vote for a House Republican spending bill or allow a partial government shutdown to start at the end of the day Friday.
The House passed CR aims to cut non-defense spending by roughly $13 billion, which Republicans say is essential. Democrats fear it will allow the Trump administration to dismantle more government, cut taxes for billionaires, and funnel corrupt contracts to SpaceX without protecting Social Security and Medicaid.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The bill needs 60 Senate votes to pass. There are 53 Republicans. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 65 degrees. And we've got partly cloudy skies this morning. A community meeting last night drew about 100 people, many who opposed plans by Wind Creek to relocate the Pensacola Greyhound Poker Room to a new building closer to I-10.
They're talking about having to have a buffer zone, high fences, all of that. Well, why do they have to do that? Why is that such a big deal? Because it's not family friendly and it's not good for our community.
That resident was one of several that voiced concerns about increases in crime, poverty, and homelessness in their neighborhood. Wind Creek says the new facility would be required to have fences and be a certain distance from churches or schools. The poker room is already operating in Escambia County at the old dog track. The rezoning issue would be discussed again at the county commissioner's meeting, which is scheduled for March 25th. Florida House Republicans have taken a step to lift the age limit that stops people under 21 from buying rifles and shotguns. Supporters say it's about protecting Second Amendment rights. Critics, though, point to the Parkland shooting. They argue that keeping those restrictions is important for safety. The bill goes to the House Judiciary Committee, and then it can be voted on by the full House after that. Push for stricter penalties on reckless boating in Florida called Lucy's Law is starting to get some traction in the Senate after a tragic crash that killed a 17-year-old, Lucy Fernandez, back in 2022 in the Florida Keys. The bill would make it a felony for boat operators to leave the scene of a fatal accident without helping. Both the Senate and House versions of the bill also aim to improve boater education for people, especially for people born before 1988. The House State Affairs Committee is scheduled to consider that bill today. A Pensacola woman will serve more than two decades in prison for a fatal DUI crash in December of 2023. 23-year-old Jasmine West was sentenced to over 20 years in state prison last week. She was convicted of DUI manslaughter for a crash head-on crash with an SUV that killed the driver and injured his family. Prosecutors said West was driving over the speed limit and had a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit at the time of the crash. She'll serve 4 years day for day and also faces a lifetime driver's license suspension. It'll be 25 years in prison for a Pensacola man convicted of stealing a truck and shooting at the vehicle's owner with his own gun. 42-year-old Aubrey Grandison was sentenced Tuesday. That sentence will be served day for day. Prosecutors say Grandison stole a truck from a convenience store on Garden Street. The owner of the vehicle saw Grandison taking the truck and jumped in the bed. Grandison then shot at the man with his own gun that had been left in the vehicle. Well, the wait continues for two astronauts at the International Space Station. SpaceX had to scrub their Crew 10 launch last night due to a problem with the hydraulic system. That means NASA astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wellmore we'll have to wait a little bit longer. They've already been stuck on the ISS since June. The Boeing Starliner capsule that took them there was not safe enough to go back to Earth in. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic.
That's right. Brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Still no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Starting to see slowdowns on 98 just east of Navarre Beach Bridge. So just be aware of that. That's about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We'll have a few more clouds today with a chance of some rain, 50% overall, high near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. On Friday, 20% chance of rain, otherwise partly cloudy skies, high near 74. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66. Saturday, we are watching for showers and thunderstorms. It'll be moving through in the afternoon and the evening hour, 73 degrees for your high on Saturday. Storms could be strong. There is a weather alert day, a level 3 and 4 out of 5 for severe weather. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 65 degrees in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze, 60 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were little changed this morning as investors awaited key data on wholesale prices. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield rose less than a basis point to 4.318%. Major trade partners have retaliated against President Trump's increased tariffs on aluminum and steel imports. Canada will place 25% reciprocal duties on a plethora of items, including computers, sports equipment, and more. The European Union said it will raise tariffs on beef, poultry, bourbon, and more. Whatever they charge us, we're charging them. That is what Trump told reporters at the White House. The chief executive of Ferrari said the company is prepared for potential tariffs on European automakers. CEO Benedetto Vigna told CNBC, "We are ready with some countermeasures," without providing specifics on the plan. Futures are slightly lower ahead of inflation data later this morning. Thursday, the Dow Industrials dropped 82, the NASDAQ up 212, the S&P 500 up 27. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Gun Show, this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Every year, millions of older adults suffer from abuse, neglect, or exploitation, often in silence. If you suspect elder abuse, report it. One call can make a difference. Contact your local area agency on aging at 1-800-963-5337 or visit elderaffairs.org. Let's protect our elders. See something, say something.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Next up, we will hear House Bill 949, Wireless Communication Devices on School Grounds, by Representative Busada.
This bill prohibits students from using wireless communication devices during the school day rather than just during instructional time. It also requires schools to designate locations within the school building where students can use their cell phones with the permission of a school administrator. Cell phones not only cause constant distractions to a student's focus during the school day, which impedes their ability to learn, but it also has shown to increase bullying throughout the school day.
How many times have you heard me say, no social media, probably no phones at all? Like, kids just shouldn't have them. I actually, you know, make it 18. Just, you know, we don't let them smoke. We don't let them drink till they're 21. Don't let them smoke till they're 18. Don't let them drive a car till they're 16. Don't let them own a gun until they're 21, but Michelle Salzman's working on that down to 18. It's not going to happen probably in the Senate, but okay. Yeah, I mean, I just don't think you ought to even probably own a cell phone to your 18. Call me crazy. I don't care. The net harm and the net benefit. Don't look at it as, well, they need to have it. Look at the net harm and the net benefit, and you come back to me. Anyway, so this bill, as you heard Demi Busada, a Republican in the House, explain, would make it so that you cannot have a cell phone anytime, no access to it at all during the school day. You mean you can have it with you, like in your backpack, and they talk about what they're going to do to make that happen. Angie Nixon, who is a Democrat, I think her daughter or son has like diabetes or something, and she's asking the question, what about if you got a health issue? Because a lot of the phones are used for like health monitoring apps.
Students will be allowed to bring their cell phones, and they could. Would they still be able to have them on them or in their bags, even if they're off? Or
so this would give school districts the flexibility to implement as they see best fit for their school district, right? So there are some schools and some school districts who have already implemented this policy. For instance, there's a school in Miami that took it upon themselves to implement this policy. And what they have utilized is a pouch that locks so the child or the student can have the phone on them during the school day and the school's not confiscating the phone. And then at the end of the day, you know, there's a mechanism where they would tap the pouch against, you know, the mechanism and it unlocks at the end of the day and they can access their phone. So it would be up to the school to implement. They don't have to utilize something like that. They can adopt the policy and then implement how they see best fit for their area and for their community and their school. You know, not every school is the same. So a school of 2,000 students, 4,000 students, not the same as a school of 200 students.
I'm not familiar with this pouch, but I'm guessing it's something like the locking device on the library DVD case. You know, you kind of lock it open, lock it close. It's something fairly straightforward that, you know, you just take it past the device, bloop, bloop, whatever. You know, would kids show up and have, you know, counterfeit versions of the unlock? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there are going to be enforcement questions, and of course. But you start with the rule, and then you figure out how to enforce it. And if you can get, I mean, goodness, it's kind of like most things. If you can get kids to use their phone 50% less during the day, that's a 50% victory. And if you can get them to use it 90% less during the day, or 95%, I mean, that's victory when they're there for school and they're not distracted and they're not being bullied and they're not being, you know, worried about what other people are saying on so. I mean, just all of it, right? And again, particularly the question about the medical had come up, and there's apparently some of these pouches are configured for that specifically.
Yes, great question. So, for example, someone who has diabetes and they can monitor that on their phone and the phone is connected to their medical device. For instance, if the school adopted the policy with the pouch, there are special medical pouches that are specifically for those students who need that so they can access that during the day.
You know what would be an interesting thing to see happen? Okay, so this would be public schools and charter schools, right? The law can't prohibit it for private schools. What would be interesting to see is if private schools keep phones and public schools get rid of them, and if there's any measurable difference in student performance, this might be one of those cases where public schools outperform the private schools that kept the phones. Like, typically, private schools do better, right? Be kind of an interesting observation just to see if it happens. This guy's Nathan Hoffman. He's with the Foundation for Florida's Future.
Florida 2 years ago in 2023 was first in the country, first out of the gate, as we are on so many issues, to identify the problem that cell phones cause in schools. Since that time, there have been 16 other states last year and so far this year that have implemented some type of phone-free school policy. There are four states right now, Arkansas, Louisiana, Virginia, and South Carolina, that have bell-to-bell, full-day phone-free requirements. This year, interestingly, nearly every state in the country has proposed some type of legislation to prohibit the use of cell phones during the school day. So this is certainly an issue that cuts across the ideological spectrum.
Yeah, there is broad political support for this across the country, as you heard Nathan explain. We'll come back to this in just a second. Do you think we ought to prohibit cell phones in schools, period? Not just during class time, but throughout the day, that they are a net negative to the experience of going to school for students? I think absolutely. Yes, this is easy. I will always be more extreme on this issue than anybody who's talking about it. And you decide whether you think I'm crazy or not, but I will. If all you want to do is ban them in schools, sure, easy, no problem. I'll give you cover, because I want to go much farther than that when it comes to kids' access to cell phones. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're seeing I-10, I-110 still looking good. Still seeing those delays on 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, so just be aware of that. That's about a 5 to 7 minute delay there, not much to really say. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're a company, you own a company, and you've got to deal with employee benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you got to manage HR, you've got to do payroll, you got to do all the stuff that nobody likes to do. Right? I mean, very few people actually enjoy that stuff. And in fact, the very few go into the business of helping companies like yours. That's the folks at Torgerson Causey. Reed is just fantastic. I work with him all the time. We've been using them for about 4 years here at News Radio in Cat Country. And they're great. Like, they basically gave us, you know, health plan and dental and vision plan choices that we did not have before. They're not miracle workers. I mean, they can't make the market be good. The market has been destroyed by a lot of things, but you know, out of the available things that are out there, they are really good at finding the best ones, giving us choices, explaining what is and isn't covered and how it works. And you know, we always have a lot of questions because, you know, we're smart people. We ask questions, and usually insurance people or, you know, benefits people don't really have great answers. They do every single time. They've been fantastic. They get my wife's stamp of approval, and that is hard to come by. She was an industrial engineer by trade, and she asks good questions. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey. More than 20 years helping local businesses just like yours manage this stuff. No obligation to have them check out what you're doing, or look them up online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Back to the question about banning cell phones in schools, something which I am totally in favor of. I didn't love us getting phones in the schools in the first place. I hate social media for kids. I'm not sure I like it for adults. We don't seem to be good at handling it, by the way. I mean, I use it, but, you know, think about things like focus, attention, distraction, bullying. How many times you're eating dinner and you got to force your kids to get rid of the phone? They're back to their phone, back to their phone, back to their phone. Or they're checking it with just, it's, golly. We were raised without phones. We turned out okay. There's just no arguing against that. And how many times have you said, oh, thank God we didn't have phones when I was a kid? For all the things that there would be evidence of today. Thank goodness there's not. Anyway, back to Nathan Hoffman from the Foundation for Florida's Future.
I think we have evidence from a school district here in Florida, Orange County Public Schools, that implemented a full-day cell phone-free environment. And their evidence is pretty astounding. Just a couple things that I noted in their high schools. 31% decrease in fighting, 21% decrease in serious misconduct, 158% decrease in school threats. Middle schools, 55% decrease in fighting, 28% decrease in gross insubordination, and 158% decrease in school threats. So when you look at this issue in the totality, if you're looking at, or you as legislators are looking at, how do we improve not only student academics but school climate, this seems to be a policy that will work.
Do it. I mean, it works. Representative Susan Valdez.
In my district, we've had two schools who implemented on their own a no cell phone policy and during the day, and it has done remarkable. The results have been remarkable in the reduction of bullying, in student achievement. The student achievement has gone up.
Wallace Aristide, who is a Democrat.
Representative, I want to thank you for bringing this bill, being in a situation where I've seen students improve because they're not distracted in school. People not sending messages to go meet somebody somewhere because they get involved in issues that have nothing to do with their education in school. And empowering teachers and administrators. I think you get it and you understand it. So I just want to thank you for bringing this bill forward.
And the arguments were everybody was on board, okay? This winds up being a unanimous vote, 17-0. And Demi Bozada is closing, and there's kind of a funny part here that's she's going to make a reference to Juan Carlos Porras, who is, let's just say, very youthful looking. He's one of the representatives. He looks like he's about 23, okay?
Another question that I kept getting asked, well, where is the opposition? What is the opposition? And I said, the opposition I've mostly heard is some parents saying, well, I want to be able to get a hold of my kid while they're in school, to which I've said, well, when we were all in school, we didn't have phones except for maybe Porras, because that was, you know, yesterday. But we didn't have them, and our parents managed to get a hold of us by calling the front office, and we'd go to the front office and use the phone, or they'd get a message to us, and we figured it out, and we can continue to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's super easy. Somebody texts in, as a teacher, I'm very much in support of that ban. I would force other teachers to do not follow the school policies on cell phones, not having them in class, to follow the law of no phones, period. Somebody else says it should be a big push to bring back flip phones for emergency usage if needed. Even a bigger push for parents to not purchase smartphones for their kids. Amen, amen. And then the last thing, and this I just thought was kind of funny. I like the human side of these hearings. I like when people are just kind of people and you kind of learn to like them, whether you agree with them or not. Representative Carlos Porras, the young one. Okay, they're going through the roll call vote of who's going to vote for this.
Nix.
Yes.
Nixon.
Yes.
Porras.
I had a flip phone for the record, but yes.
He's the one they said was so young that he...
Sap.
Yes.
Had a smartphone in class, and he's, for the record, I'm not that young. I had a flip phone. Still, anyway. So they passed this. I would expect this to pass. I would think the legislature on both sides would pass this, and the governor will sign this. And it's in keeping with other things that we are seeing from the governor, from the Republican Party in Florida, and also the Democrat. That's the point. Like, everybody agrees. So do it. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I have tickets for you if you want to go see. Jordan Peterson is coming to town. This is at the Bay Center, a big venue. Jordan Peterson is going to be coming to town. You know, there's a psychologist and an author and an educator and, you know, don't hold it against him. He's Canadian, I think. But, you know, very entertaining guy. He'll be at the Bay Center. This is going to be a week from yesterday. So Wednesday the 19th, 7:30 p.m. And I've got a pair of tickets for you, 437-1620. Caller number two wins a pair of tickets to go see Jordan Peterson next Wednesday.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed, and the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
How long have they been there?
Who knows?
What are they? Where do they come from?
Well, they ain't from Cleveland.
So apparently some people are upset that President Trump bought a Tesla from Elon Musk on the Oval the other day. And, you know, how dare he? How dare he promote a company and an electric vehicle? You're on a weird side of this. Remember when Joe Biden drove that electric Rubicon around? You remember that they did this before? Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seeing just a minor delay on 98 just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, but that's just a congestion delay through that construction zone. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
John, you had questions about the cell phone thing. Your first one was, why not let parents
have a choice?
Yeah, well, because if you let parents have a choice, then the kids who have them will be the, you know, the star-belly snitches, and then the kids who don't have them will be this no-belly stars on them, and there'll be a fight, and they'll say, well, Johnny's got one, why can't I have one? And you just take it away from everybody. It's not helpful to the school process for anybody. But your second question was?
Well, my son has a phone that all he can do on it is text me.
Mm-hmm.
I text him. He can call me. And I can call him. Mm-hmm. Those are the only things he can do.
It's a very, very, very restricted lifeline to you, daddy, only.
Right.
But you are a very, very tech-savvy parent.
Well, yes, I have it geofenced, and I have it mm-hmm. all during the daytime, you know, during those times, and no apps, no games, no nothing.
Yeah, if I could believe that that would be the rule and that all kids' phones would have that limitation on them and that parents would enforce that, I might be open to the conversation, but I just don't think there's any reasonable way to believe that. So I say no. I'd rather wipe it out for everybody, even though that includes your very reasonable, rare, weird exception. Kind of like, you know, look, when I was growing up, I was a very responsible kid, and there was a curfew on people that were under 18. I did not need a curfew, clearly. But I lived under it because most kids do. Better off if. And so the rare exception that might be allowed if that were the only thing, you have to not base policy on the exception, but base policy on the general principle. That's the issue for me on that. Even though I, you know, yeah, one exception, sure. I mean, that doesn't cause any problem for me. But what would it lead to? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You didn't need the curfew, huh? You know,
yeah, right.
Interesting. We had a curfew in Iowa where I'm from.
Yeah, yeah.
At 41 years old, the only thing that shows up on my criminal record at this point is a curfew violation when I was 14 years old.
I remember one time I was at work and I came home like it was like 12:30 or something like that or 1 or whatever. And my mom was asleep on the couch so unworried about me that she didn't even just nothing, you know, like,
right.
Dang it. Go on, David.
Researchers in the UK and Ireland are warning about giving kids slushies. They say they contain glycerol, and that it's a naturally occurring sweetener used to stop the product from freezing. The researchers say they found 21 cases of kids between 2 and 7 that had to get emergency treatment after eating slushies.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for that. Yeah, I have a bunch of texts in here. I'm just not going to be able to get into all of them. So I'll try to handle it maybe next time. Depend-